Well, hello and welcome to the epilogue for Considering Some Things. I'm Mark Storer. I'm the founder of the podcast, and this is episode 52, if we're being official. But really, this is the epilogue. I wanted to, for some time, for at least a little while, try to bring a close to Considering Some Things, which is not something I intended to do. I began the podcast in April of 2020 for the purpose of trying to get through this maddening, odd, and difficult time of the pandemic and the response to the pandemic that has divided us and upset us. It has frightened us, and we've all counted such tremendous losses. During the recordings for episodes 50 and 51, and really probably 49 as well, my mother contracted COVID-19. And there were hopeful signs that she would make it. She was 83 years old. She had diabetes. And on February 14th, about 2 weeks after we recorded the last episode of season one of what we called season one of the podcast, my mom passed away. The profound loss that that represents to me and my family, I cannot overstate. There's no way. My mom was close to all of us. Like every parental relationship, it was a difficult one at times. My parents were divorced, and my mom was alone, single, but with many, many friends. And between the time that we signed off of episode 51 and now, we've lost her. We have mourned and grieved her, memorialized her. And in September, my brothers and I went to Pennsylvania and then into Ohio, where we interred her in the cemetery where so much of her family is buried, the Donies. That was her maiden name, Donie. And we felt a sense of peace, and I don't know if I want to use the word closure, but relief at placing her remains there. She asked to be cremated, but she said she didn't care what anyone did with the ashes. A typical mom thing. Mom was a devout Christian, a true believer, and we know that where she is now is a place of joy and comfort, and it's a peaceful feeling to us. But this will be the first Thanksgiving that I spend without my mother in probably 20 years. Maybe in that 20 years, there were Thanksgivings where we didn't get to spend them together. But for the most part, I have spent every Thanksgiving with my mom since my daughter was born. Again, with some exceptions. So the holidays are going to be both a tribute and a little bit sad. All of these things have come to pass. So many important things have happened since we signed off on the last episode. And obviously the second biggest thing after dealing with such loss in our family was that my wife and I packed up our lives in California. My wife is a native Californian, and I had lived there for 45 years, and we packed up and we left California. You can actually, if you want to, listen to the episode called Leaving California. I can't tell you what number that was right now, but that episode recounts why I left, and it's an in-depth and detailed look at that. And here I am now in a home that I own, or at least I pay the bank to own, with my wife, and our daughter is a student at Pacific Lutheran University here. And the Storers, my branch of the Storers, are here in Washington. We're Pacific Northwesterners now. For a time, Keith and I started going back and forth about how we would make the new podcast, how we would do season two. And we had some good ideas. Our biggest one was we were going to call it Podcast X. And we were going to basically focus on issues surrounding Generation X, which is who we are. We're in our 50s and we are in mid 50s now. And, you know, we have grown children and we are Gen Xers, and those memes write themselves all over social media. But we wanted to kind of dig into something a little more specific as we went forward and made a podcast. But what has truly happened, my good friends, is, of course, that the world, while still going a little bit nuts, is starting to get back to normal. We're starting to live our lives again. While COVID-19 hasn't gone away, and it won't for some time, but it will go away. However, while it still goes on, the simple fact is we're no longer in lockdown, and we hope that that is the way it is from now on, because we can't ignore, for example, the most recent news that in the past year, 100,000 people died from overdose of drugs in the United States. That is a number that has never been surpassed. That's the highest it's ever been. It is an epidemic in this country. Drugs have always been an issue in this country, but they've got worse during the pandemic because government officials thought that locking us down and closing the economy was going to work, and it didn't. It did nothing. It didn't save anybody. It didn't fix anything. It caused more grief. It caused more alienation. It caused economic loss, and that's all I have to say about that. But as we move forward, and as my life comes back to me again here, where I'm living anew, I write for the Puget Sound Business Journal as a freelancer. I am working around the corner at a place called Pierce College, which is a local college here in Steilacoom, Washington. I live on the border between a town called Lakewood and Steilacoom, Washington, and near Tacoma. We're in the Tacoma region. And Pierce College is has a writing center, and I'm going to be working at the writing center, working with students on becoming better writers, which is something I've kind of dedicated my life to as a teacher and love doing. So this will be kind of a fun way to do it on a part-time basis, and while also getting a chance to write myself, which is something I really want to do. But I love it here. I'm happy here. I miss my friends deeply. I keep in touch with them. I both write to them and speak with them as often as possible. We've had friends visit from Southern California already, and my brother came up from Phoenix, Arizona to visit us. In fact, Jerry and I got to go to see the Seattle Mariners play in the one game that would have bumped them into the wild card playoff game. They lost to the Angels, my team. I'm an Angels fan, but having been here and going to the Mariners ballpark was kind of exciting, and I wasn't ambivalent. I sort of was cheering for the Mariners because the Angels didn't have a shot at going to the playoffs, but the Mariners did, so I thought I'd root for them, and it was fun. And it was electric. The whole scene at the stadium was a really exciting time. But this is an epilogue, and it's an ending. For me, look, considering some things as a podcast was never huge. I had a great time with it. We did, as I say, 51 episodes. And I interviewed people for those first 30 episodes. I interviewed people by myself. And then Keith Cox, who was my first interview, a musician and my dear friend of so many years, or lifelong friend, he joined me, and we partnered to make a few episodes together, some of which we're proud of and some of which we think are just silly. And as we started talking about the future of the podcast and Podcast X and wanting to move into a new phase of the podcast, we realized that our lives had come back to us, and we really didn't have the time to put in to sitting together for an hour each night talking. And that is because life has returned to us both. Keith is playing nearly every weekend and some weeknights in small places around the Central Coast of California. If you happen to be there, you should go and listen to him. He goes by his own name, but he also goes by his band's name, Different Strings, and they are terrific. All of the guys are terrific and they're fun to be around. And if you are anywhere around Santa Maria, San Luis Obispo, Pismo Beach, look them up. They're playing at all of the local wineries and playing at some of the local clubs. He plays at F. McClintock's, the steakhouse there on the Central Coast. And he plays at Vino et Amici in Santa Maria, or Orchid, I guess that is, which is right next to Santa Maria. You know, I listening to Keith play is such a treat for me because, again, I've known him all my life, so it's fun to listen to him. He's a terrific singer and a fine musician. And so I've got new work that I'm doing, and I'm setting up a house. I'm basically a house husband. My wife has returned to a full-time career as a dietitian, and she and I share a home that we purchased together in here in Lakewood. Our daughter lives in a home over by a house over by the college campus by Pacific Lutheran, and comes home for dinner on weekends, and we have a good time together. We like it here very much, and our lives have moved on. We've done what we kind of wanted to do. I've retired from a 30-year teaching career, and it just is a chance to move on. So yeah, might there be another podcast? Yeah, there might be. I might have some ideas to do something new, but for right now, considering some things has outlived its time. It was alive during the pandemic and the response to the pandemic, which caused all of us to sort of limit ourselves in our travels and our going about and seeing each other and seeing the world. And I sought this out as a creative outlet for myself and for others who do creative work to express that, talk about that. So everyone from my friend Caitlin Ruby to Keith himself, to Keith Roberts from the Young Dubliners, who I got to interview, and Chris Ulm, my good friend and writer and app designer and all about Renaissance man. All of these people who are such dear friends to me and who I love so very much, but even Keith Roberts, the Young Dubliners, got to go off to Ireland and do a tour around Ireland. They brought 100 Americans with them. 100 Americans came along with them. They offered them a chance to come and tour with the band around Ireland and see Ireland, and 100 people took them up on that offer. People are getting back to their lives again, as we all should. Yes, there are places where the virus is going to continue to crop up. It's seasonal now. It does that. And hopefully we've found new treatments and new therapies, and hopefully people are getting vaccinated and using that to kind of move themselves back into reality. But for me, it's a bittersweet time. We lost Mom. I've moved 1,000 miles from the place that I used to live. And I'm very content where I am, but I am still restless in seeking out creative outlets. I just feel like now I have a chance to be creative in ways that perhaps can move me beyond sitting in this office. I have to confess a sense of sort of joy as I sit here in my new office in this home that my wife and I have worked together to create. It's a small office. It's the smallest of 3 bedrooms in the house. And my wife and I share it as an office, and we've set it up to kind of make maximum use of the space. But I'm sitting in my corner desk with my podcast set up and my computers. I have next to me my camera bag, my backpack, and if you listen ever so faintly, you can hear Simon laying on the futon across the way, snoring away, as he likes to be in the room with me when I'm doing anything. We're kind of attached at the hip, and that is actually another response to the pandemic. Since I started teaching at home and was home every day, Simon was never without someone in the house. And so now it's very difficult to do anything without him. We spend most days together. And when I am not home, I either take him over to my sister-in-law's house where he can be with her, or he comes with me. When I run errands, if I go around about town, Simon tags along and spends the day with me. It's actually kind of fun. So When we walk every day, of course, we walk through beautiful, beautiful forests and trails. It's a very different place that we live than we used to. In Washington, where I am now in November 19th, it's 42 degrees outside and it was raining most of the night, which is typical, but it's clear now and it'll be clear for most of the day. And we have adapted to it and we like it. We're comfortable. And we look to really a future together here that we don't even know what it all looks like yet. My wife says she wants to work for another 5 years. And then she'll retire too. And then the two of us we'd like to spend some time traveling with my sister-in-law. We'd like to drive around the country and see parts of the country we haven't seen. All of us have been to different states and you know, traveled throughout the United States, but we haven't been everywhere. And we'd like to see some places that you can't see from an airplane. And so have a chance to see the world would be a nice thing. I hope that maybe I'll be speaking with you again on another podcast. I know that Father Ron Colmer and my friend Karen Meyer and I made the podcast Wisdom for the Road, and that was Ron's baby, and we loved it. And I know that we're talking about revitalizing that podcast, and we'll see how that goes. And I'll be talking with Ron and Karen to see if there's a future for that. And I know that I might create another podcast of my own again soon. I'm not sure when or where or even what it will look like, but I promise to keep you updated with that. If you're even listening, I know that my listenership expanded to about 300 people at one short time, mostly because of Keith Roberts and the Young Dubliners putting out the link to the podcast on their social media sites because Keith was being interviewed. I still think of that as one of my best interviews, and Keith says he thinks it's one of the best interviews he did. So I was really excited about it. So you can go back and listen to that one too. The website will be up for a while. I keep my blog here and I'll be doing some writing here. And I may change the name of the site, but for now it'll be considering some things. And I'll put up some of the photos that I've taken because the place that we live now is so gorgeous. It just has to be enjoyed. And I just want to say thank you. If you were a person who listened to Considering Some Things, I'm very grateful to you. There's nothing I could ask for as much as just the love and passion that you all expressed as we tried to get through this difficult time together. As we count our losses and remember those who've passed, and as we share with each other the chance to perhaps end the divisiveness, start having conversations, realize what's important. Our friends, our families, our daily lives, and move into a comfortable space where we can all be a little closer and maybe consider other things along the way. From Lakewood, Washington, I'm Mark Storer for Keith Cox, for Matt Burgess, for Jason Abrahamson, all of whom helped me produce this podcast with their talents and their desires and their joy of doing it. I am very, very grateful for this ride. It helped me process. It helped me get through. And I hope in some small way you listening felt the same. Go live your lives. Get out there. You only have one. It can't be put on hold anymore. Thanks for considering some things. And take care. Until next time.